Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So you lose three in a row. Mike Woodson was looking for a response. It started against Wisconsin, continued last Thursday at Illinois, and again Sunday against Michigan State, 82-69, to bring his Hoosiers now back even in Big Ten play at 4-4.
The only way to get out of a tailspin, I've always believed this as a coach, you got to work your way out of it. So practice became even harder. I became more demanding. You know, I wanted more. We needed more. They're not quitters. I've been a part of teams that just shut it down, and they're playing for something. You know, the Big Ten is championship and title is still out there. Somebody's got to win it.
And I tell you one thing, if Trace Jackson Davis isn't the Big Ten Player of the Week, there ought to be an investigation. 31-15 yesterday with five blocks. Tamar Bates, Trey Galloway, evenly divided 34 more, hitting 8 of 9 from three-point range between them. And it was a good day all the way around for Tamar. His daughter won the baby race at halftime. Terry Moore and Hoosiers, 17-1. They look for their sixth in a row later tonight at the Chrysler Center against Michigan. Again, on the Big Ten Network, 8:15. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Milestones, overtimes, winning streaks. Well, we had a little bit of everything on the high school beat over the weekend. Norris Jason Spear got career win 200. He shared it with J.Q. Roberts, who hit the 1,000-point career mark. North winning its seventh straight at Terre Haute South.
Being able to reflect on that with my wife and my son being in the game there at the end. Sharing that, you know, 1,000 points with JQ. You know, Anthony was a player at Bloomington North when I, Coach Lindsay, when I started as an assistant there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was also my assistant, my first win, Columbus North. He just graduated college, was student teaching at Columbus North. So a lot of great players, a lot of great parents.
That's Bloomington North's Jason Spear, the maroon and gold with seven in a row. Lighthouse Christian got 27, including five threes from Coda Snyder in an 83-27 romp down in Candleton. It's fifth in a row. Lions start the work week 11-2. They play over at Duggar tomorrow night. South not one, but two. Over time sessions, they won them both. So South has won three in a row, and they stand 11-5. Mike Woodson's crew, three in a row, 82-69, convincingly over Michigan State. The IU women will try to win their sixth in a row tonight at Michigan on the Big Ten Network at 8:15. I'm Joe.
Here's Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.